Orleans to have some success in his role now?
I think that obviously the first thing is that he's had a lot of opportunities. The second, when he has had those opportunities, he's produced, and he's been able to stack his successes. He's been able to he's been consistent. He's played well back to back. So I just think, you know, sometimes everybody gets different opportunities. He's got his opportunities. He's made the most of it.
Because that's the thing that seems like has been kind of eluding him, just getting the opportunities, whether it's injuries or you know, personnel decisions. Was it nice to see him just capitalize?
I'm very happy for the guy. He epitomizes what it is to be a New York Giant. He's had the fight his way. He's been given nothing. He's earned his way on this team, and he's earned his way to get the time he's done. And he has, again, had a lot of success, and he's stacked it, so he's going to continue to get a chance to do that.
What is it about his style that makes him different or, you know, has led to his success?
I think that a lot of it really is that he is a very strong north-south runner. He doesn't try to dance too much in the hole. Every back's got their style, but his style is definitely more vertical, and he has a tendency to fall forward a lot, and he's got good speed for a big back.
How's Wayne Gallman recovered this week since a tough moment on Sunday afternoon?
As like defensive backs, you have to recover. You have to get over that. As a young player, we're going to go through, we're going to practice our ball fundamentals every week. We know how critical that is because it is keys to the game. However, when you're in the field, you got to play, and you can't worry about turning over the ball. So you have to trust your fundamentals. And as a player, all the players came up to him, told him to get over it. He's got to be able to do that. That's what's going to lead him to becoming the player I hope he can become.
Do you see that in his makeup, that he can get over it pretty quickly?
I think so. It really helps him, I think, coming from such a strong college background. He's used to being in the spotlight and having a lot of attention on him. And he has shown me that he's mentally strong enough to get through it. That is part of playing football, regardless of position. But specifically, if you ever have a turnover, if that play is causing you problems play after play, then you're not going to become the kind of player you want to become.
Obviously, you don't want to fumble in that situation. But do you look at that play and treat it as an isolated incident and say, you know, maybe you get down when you're supposed to get down rather than, you know, how did you guys assess that?
What I told him when he came off the field is there's no excuse ever in my mind for a back ever turning the ball over. I just refuse to accept that. With that being said, when it happens, you can't change the past, but you can go forward. So what I'll tell him is, you know what, don't dwell on it, move on, trust yourself, trust your fundamentals, but understand that ball security is a really critical element. But when you're in the field, you got to play. I don't want any player being timid and being scared about playing with the football. They got to make sure they protect it and go on and help us win.
I might be wrong, but I think he might not have played the next few series. What's the line between you can't have fumbles, but you don't also want to have a kid, you know, lose confidence in him?
Well, I think that they all have to understand that there's repercussions because, again, ball security is really critical for our position and all positions. But I'm not going to, as a young player, I'm going to try not to break his confidence. Because, again, if you're doing that, then all you're dwelling on is the negative instead of all the positive things that he's brought to the table. And he's done a lot of good things, as I thought he would, and I expect even better things in the future.
How do you think Paul Perkins can work his way back into the running back rotation?
Paul Perkins, early in the season, I think he would tell you he wasn't the Paul Perkins that we all know. He started off slow, wasn't where he wanted to be. You know, he sat out for a while, got himself a little healthier, and all I can tell you is on the practice field right now, Paul Perkins looks like Paul Perkins. Now, this is the guy I know, but he understands we've got a talented backfield, and I know this with running backs, you will always have your opportunity. So he will get his opportunity. That's just the way things play out. When that happens, I expect him to play at the level that he was at last year, if not better.
You able to put your finger on kind of what was missing early in the year from him?
I no, because if I could put my finger on that, I'd fix it. But no, I can't say what it was, but I know this much. He averaged over 4 yards a carry the year before. He wasn't at that pace this year for whatever reasons. I don't know that reason, but I know this last week he looks like Paul Perkins.
It seemed like, again, to the untrained eye, like he was a little indecisive. I mean, is that something you're seeing on the practice field, that he is more
decisive? This week, definitely. He's playing at the speed that I expect him to play at.